The Hayes Chamber is wrapping up their quarter three business showcase challenge and getting ready for quarter four. President and CEO Sarah Wassinger talks to us about that, along with Vice President of Membership Rhonda Meyerhoff, on this episode of the Post Podcast. You guys always have so much going on, and of course, this week's no different. Let's just get right into this. Education appreciation. I think last time we talked a little bit about this. What's the latest there?
So this has been very exciting over the past couple of months. We have had 21 schools in Ellis County that we have taken gift baskets to with all sorts of goodies, courtesy of Rose Garden Banquet Hall and Catering, as well as all of our incredible sponsors for education appreciation. We are just so thankful for everything that our teachers and our administrators and the buildings and support staff do for students. And we are wrapping up that event, actually, as promised, before end of or beginning of November. And we'll be drawing some school baskets and gift bags today at 10:30 with Mike Morley from Midwest Energy. So we are excited to do that. We'll be doing that Facebook Live. So if you have a few minutes to take a little mini break, you can join us to give away some goodies to our schools.
Heck yeah. You said 10:30? That's coming up here in just a couple hours.
It is. It is. We've got a jam-packed day.
Wow.
Yes. So, and two, we had a drawing yesterday as well, and this would have been finishing up our first business showcase challenge. So we drew, thanks to Jody Hip with Aflac. She was our sponsor and donated $250 as the business sponsor for the showcase challenge. So we divided that up into five, and each of these winners got $50 in chamber checks. It was Whitney Brown and Jane Inlow, Errol Wirtz. Errol's the lucky guy, he wins a lot. And Kayla Lonnen and Leanne Jeffrey. So, and Leanne Jeffrey was a big winner for a lot of the events. So that was fun to do that yesterday. And we had some excited winners.
Yes, we had a lot of good feedback from the event. So as such, we are keeping to true form and encouraging folks to shop locally this holiday season. Obviously, with the snow, it makes you think it's a bit more of that magical Christmas time of year. So we are going to do a second business showcase challenge that will kick off November 30th, and that will run through December 11th. And this time we're kind of running with more of a retail, restaurant, and kind of just end-of-year theme. So some of the folks we have confirmed so far are the Downtown Hayes Development Corporation, United Way of Ellis County, Wedding Connections, we'll have Simply Charmed, Ashley's Furniture Home Store, Cat's Hallmark, Hickok Steakhouse, and Coons Diamond Jewelers. Now, we'll have some giveaways from those businesses in conjunction with the second Business Showcase Challenge, right?
Yes.
Rhonda, do you want to remind folks how the challenge works?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to. So participants can go to any one of the businesses and pick up a challenge card. And while you're there, ask them to stamp your card and then visit all of these businesses and, gosh, do some Christmas shopping. While you're there, these will be all retail locations that will help you with your Christmas list. Once they have at least eight of the showcase challenge participants' little boxes stamped, so once you've gone to eight businesses, you have those stamped, then fill out the back of your card and bring that card into the chamber and put it in the drawing box. And it's not on the last day of the challenge, but the following week, people can bring their challenge cards in, and then it's the week after. I think it ends up being the week of Thanksgiving, if I'm correct. On the 21st, they can bring that in, and we'll do the drawing.
And that's actually December, and 21st will be the drawing, not November.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because we're going to be after Thanksgiving started.
Yes.
Yes. Wow. Time is really going fast, Sarah.
Yes, it is.
So we're really excited about that as well.
And James, we still have two businesses that we're finishing up with today. So as we fill out that business showcase challenge list, we'll be sure to promote that and get that those cards out to the businesses. And we got such great feedback. So we heard from a lot of people that they'd never had the opportunity to go into some of those businesses before.
Yes.
So this is a great way to connect potential new customers to those businesses out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you know what I love about this next list? It's not just the businesses. You got United Way, DHDC, and those two groups are really well-known in the community. But I think if you live here, you're probably not often popping in there just to say hey and seeing what's going on.
Exactly.
Yes, that is exactly right. So we're excited, and some of the giveaways that each one of these businesses are talking about doing, I would love to be able to win some of these.
Yes.
Of course, as Chamber employees, we don't do that, but I'm really excited about the giveaways.
And a lot of these businesses, too, we should mention, are going to have special offers available for folks who possibly do want to do some shopping. Like DHDC is going to be giving off a couple of dollars off of their coupon books for the downtown coupon books that they do every year while supplies last. So that's just a couple of examples. We'll be sharing some more of those details as they're known next week.
Absolutely.
Yeah, awesome. I love that. Those coupon books are amazing. I got to get my hands on one of those this year. I missed out last year. I was very, very upset.
For shame, James.
Now, we're reminding you already of those, so.
Yeah, everybody else, nobody else listening, go get one until I've got mine, okay? I'm going to make myself a note here.
Oh, and Sarah, we still have some events this week.
We do. So we are excited to have our HYP group. They are such an astonishing group of young professionals. We love their tenacity and their ability to kind of get through COVID in these uncertain times and still make good things happen. So if you are an HYP member and have not been able to attend a membership development committee meeting, they will be meeting at 12:30 today. So you can go to the Chamber's website, hayeschamber.com/events, click on that, and there will be a link to attend the meeting. And then that will, of course, be virtual, so it will not be in person. And then we're also going to have a ribbon cutting for INA Alert. They are our friends from Ellenwood who joined the Chamber this year,
yes.
And we are going to be celebrating that ribbon cutting here at the Welcome Center as such, since, of course, they don't have a Hayes location.
Yes.
So we're excited to have Chris and his team join us that morning. And,
very
of course,
cool.
Those are at 9 a.m. Yeah. And then we have, it's hard to believe, I don't even know, like, where this month went, but October 30th, this Friday, of course, is our membership luncheon. So you still have a little bit of time to get some RSVPs in this morning if you haven't been able to RSVP. This lunch, of course, is sponsored by Nextech, and they always do some really neat Halloween-themed giveaways at that lunch.
Yes.
So I always look forward to that.
Halloween is Dustin Schlaffy's favorite.
Yes.
So he loves doing this month.
And we are excited to hear from Jerry Michaud. He's the president, CEO at Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas. For those of you who have not met Jerry, he is such a neat man, and I'm just so excited to hear the message that he'll have for us. I believe he'll be giving us an update on some of the different programs and offerings that they have for folks in our region. So.
And they perform such an amazing service. And a much needed service to their clients. So that's
sure
very
do.
Good.
Yeah. Man, you guys are always so busy.
And then we are looking forward to our November newsletter coming out. So this is kind of exciting. We are feeling kind of fancy at the Chamber this week because we have next week, November 2nd, it'll actually come out. We are linking our first video to our newsletter.
Ooh.
Talk about multimedia. We're getting fancy, James.
Yeah, I like that. And again, we talked about this before kind of as you were launching this digital newsletter, but there's so many cool options you have there that you don't necessarily get when you're printing an actual mailed flyer kind of thing.
Yeah,
exactly. So our continued hope for that publication is to, with everything that we do at the Chamber, we want to connect customers to our businesses. We want to connect members with other members and just really make our community as strong as possible. So in this newsletter, you'll actually see a couple of links to tutorial videos for some of our offerings that we have coming up in 2021. One of those being hot deals that we'll talk a little bit more about next week, which is a great way for people to put their discounts or specials on the Chamber's website. And then we'll also have enhanced web services that will allow people to have more information that they can share within their member information center directory that they have as part of a Chamber membership. And then the last big one that we will have is just press releases. So there is so much great information. Obviously, you guys share a lot of information. It's just another venue and avenue for folks to kind of share their good news with the community. And that would be on our news and announcements page for the website.
Yeah. And you know, Sarah, we would be remiss too if we didn't mention that we are preparing to put our 2021 community guide together.
That's right, Rhonda.
So we'll be communicating with some businesses that have advertised in that previously. I had the privilege of talking with a national advertising agency, and that would have been last week. And she got her hands on that. I won't mention what group they tend to cater to, but it is a group that is all over the United States. And she got her hands on that guide from 2019. She said, this is a good guide. We need to advertise in this. So that was awesome to come from a national advertising agency to say, yeah, what we're doing here is great stuff.
And we actually print 12,000 copies proudly at Northwestern Printers. They do such a lovely job for us every year, so we keep that work in town. And then we also have so many thousands upon thousands of impressions digitally. So it's a great way to share information about your business with prospective people moving to town, people that currently live in town, and just in general to share information with people who are possibly looking at moving to Hays.
Yeah, potential businesses. It's great.
Yeah, I love that. Always use more businesses in Hays, right?
Exactly. As long as they don't need too much water, James.
Right, yeah, exactly. Got limited resources. We got to divvy it up correctly.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, guys, we're just about out of time. Any last thoughts before we go?
We're just so excited to be in this time of year, looking forward to celebrating our businesses. I just want to remind folks, if they do have different information that they want to share, we're always happy to share their stuff on social media as long as they're a chamber member. So don't be quiet. Be loud. Be proud to share your offerings with the community.
Yes. And listen, particularly this year, every year we encourage it, but particularly this year, many of the businesses are hurting. So shop local. Support these people that put concepts back into your community and shopping opportunities.